720 WGN High atop Chicago in the Skyline Studios. We're getting into a legendary summer for America and racing as NASCAR is back on track at Chicagoland Speedway. Excited to have on the line with the bright young stars in motorsports, multi-time winner in the NASCAR O'Reilly Series and driver of the number 88 ZL1 Chevrolet for Trackhouse Racing, Connor Zilich. Welcome to WGN.
Hey, thank you for having me. It's good to be here.
Now, Connor, even though you're so young, you have almost a career in racing under your belt. Karts, IMSA, ARCA, wins at 24 Hours of Daytona and in NASCAR. At this point, do you even feel like a young driver, how far you've come and as much as you've accomplished so far? I mean, it's officially off the charts.
Yeah, I've definitely had a unique career path and been able to do some really cool things. But yeah, I still definitely see myself as a kid, and I just try and enjoy every opportunity I get and enjoy every race I get to go to, because, you know, little me would be very excited if he knew the life I was living.
I love that. You're talking the third person of little me, right? We mentioned
exactly
the different styles and series you've been in and done well. Something new and different and very cool is coming up with the race at Naval Base Coronado. Talk a little bit about the approach for it, maybe any feedback the other drivers have as far as excitement. Something very new, cool, especially during the country's 250th birthday year.
Yeah, I mean, every driver is definitely excited, at least most of them. There's some drivers that really don't like going to road courses, but I don't think I fit in that category. So I'm excited for it. You know, I look forward to street courses. They're a lot of fun and definitely take a lot of focus and skills. So, you know, that definitely excites me, and the opportunity to race on a military base in Coronado on the Naval base during America's 250th birthday is a really cool opportunity for all the drivers and the entire sport and industry to celebrate our country. So yeah, I think all the drivers and myself included are looking forward to it.
Yeah. It's a big patriotic next couple of weeks for Chicagoland Speedway is ready to get back on track 4th of July. So many people all around Chicago Midwest. I think all race fans are excited to have it back, and drivers love this track. What has been your feedback or any advice you've gotten from other drivers? It's very similar to Kansas, which you finished well at. Do you just take your Kansas recon and apply it, or how do you approach Chicagoland?
I honestly haven't even dug into it too much. I've been so focused on San Diego and Sonoma these next 2 weeks that, you know, I haven't dug into it too much. But I went and watched some of the onboard from the testing they've done there in the past few months, and it looks like a lot of fun. It looks really rough, and you know, it's got a lot of unique characteristics to it. So, you know, I always enjoy going to tracks like that that challenge you as a driver and force you to work hard to be better. And, you know, I look forward to going there and seeing what we can do as a team. Obviously, I was not in this sport at the last time that they went there. So it's going to be a new track for me. And you know, hopefully we can learn it and go have a good weekend.
That education side, kind of learning things and kind of figuring it out, I think that's an important element. I think it's important for you. We talk about how you've been in so many situations early. I read somewhere how you have been a mentor for young drivers, helping people get their start, giving them advice as their career gets rolling. Talk a little bit about that. Is that something you wish you had more of as you were coming up, or were there key people that helped you as you get started that were important to your success so far? You know, because you've got that whole little me situation, right? Did you wish you had like a bigger Connor to talk to the little Connor? And for you personally, how important is that?
Yeah, I mean, it's this sport is not about what you know. It's all about who you know. And yeah, for me, I definitely feel like I had a lot of great people in my corner from a young age, and that definitely, you know, helped translate to on track and personal success. So yeah, I think for me, trying to get that message and just trying to help kids and parents of kids that want to make a future in the sport as best I can is, you know, is a great opportunity for me to give back, because I had a lot of people who did a lot of sacrificing for me at a young age, and I feel like I owe it to those kids who are, you know, just getting started in racing and want to try and make a career out of it.
You've been with some great teams, some of the very best, great personalities in racing, and now Trackhouse. That has had some great success too so far. Talk a little bit about the team, how it's going, and just the thought process for you as you, you know, get better.
Yeah, I mean, it's the Cup Series is no joke. It takes time to learn and figure things out, and it's certainly been that way for me this year. So I look forward to, you know, every weekend and a new opportunity to go have success and learn and grow as a person and a driver. And you know, I think that motivates me to keep pushing even through the bad days. It certainly hasn't been the year that we wanted as a group, but I know that, you know, there's light at the end of the tunnel, and I knew that it was going to be difficult coming into it, but it certainly has kicked my butt. But, you know, I'm going to get back up and keep digging and keep putting the effort in to, you know, hopefully have a few good runs here coming up.
You have a lot of people in your corner, a lot of people excited for you, pulling for you. One of my very good longtime friends is Tim Shear from Blues Hog Barbecue.
Okay. So, yeah, Blues Hog. That's awesome. He's a good guy.
See, he feels the same way about you, Connor. I texted him when I found out I was going to be talking with you, and I wanted to get some of, you know, your thoughts on the barbecue side and all of that. It's the one thing NASCAR fans do better than anyone, right? Tailgating, grilling at the track, sharing your barbecue thoughts. Tim said he thought your favorite was ribs. Maybe Champions Blend was your favorite sauce. And he mentioned your dad made a pretty mean brisket. All sponsors are good, Connor. You know this as you go through your career. Some taste better, right? Just your thoughts on that.
That's true.
On the barbecue side.
I appreciated having Blues Hog as a sponsor. They cooked us some good food whenever they came to the racetrack, and we're always coming in a large group and supporting. And yeah, we appreciate that as drivers, and, you know, having sponsors that enjoy it as much as we do. So yeah, Tim was awesome, and the Blues Hog people were awesome. They treated me really well and even cooked me some good food.
Yeah. Well, good food is synonymous with 4th of July. Just your thoughts on that coming up, country's birthday, being a part of NASCAR racing, really nothing more American than what it is you're doing and part of, but you're not doing the normal, you know, thing everybody else is home with fireworks and sparklers, that kind of thing. Just your thoughts on getting to experience 4th of July at the track, and then you and like your family, like how do you guys do the holiday?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I enjoy being home for 4th of July, but, you know, I don't think there's anything much more patriotic and American than racing NASCAR on July 4th weekend. So, you know, it doesn't upset me too much. We're going to find a way to make the most of it. And obviously Chicago is a great town for, you know, 4th of July celebrations, and, you know, NASCAR always does a great job at the racetrack. So I'm sure I'll find something to do come 4th of July.
We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for that. Cannot wait to have you at Chicagoland Speedway. Of course, for tickets, ChicagolandSpeedway.com as well. Last thing. So, Connor, where can people go to catch up with you social media-wise and the team and that kind of stuff? And as we make our way, obviously, we're here in Chicago. Just some things, maybe a couple things you're looking forward to off track. Some of your favorite things about the area.
Yeah, I'm excited for a Portillo's Italian beef sandwich. I have a lot of family in Chicago, so... I always enjoy going to Chicago. My dad grew up there in Buffalo Grove, so nice. I'm a semi-local. But yeah, I'm excited for you know, Chicago weekend. I have family coming to the race, and that always makes it a little bit more special. So yeah, looking forward to a good weekend. But yeah, on social media and stuff, you can find me just my name, Connor Zilich, on almost all social media. So yeah, I appreciate you having me.
Again, we'll have links up for everything. Connor, good luck at the track the rest of the season. Excited to have you here at Chicagoland. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Of course. Thank you.